Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
Are you aware that some religious groups through the years have vigorously discouraged their members from reading the Scriptures? They have maintained that ordinary people like you and me do not have the necessary background and training to understand the deep and hidden meaning of Scripture. According to that philosophy, only experts, that is, those trained in colleges or seminaries, have the expertise to interpret the Scriptures properly. Because of that unreasonable approach to the Bible, millions of people have gone into eternity without knowing and obeying the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It makes you wonder if these religious leaders did not trust what people like us might learn if we were allowed to read God's Word. Some of the leaders who held the view I have just described sought to justify their beliefs by these words from 2 Peter 2. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. 2 Peter 1:20. No serious student, and certainly no reputable scholar, would abuse and misuse the Scriptures as some ancient and modern theologians have done to prevent the average person reading the Scriptures and interpreting them for himself. If Peter did not have in mind what some have interpreted him to mean, what does he mean by private interpretation? Our word interpretation comes from the Greek hermeneia. The science of hermeneutics comes from this Greek word. But hermeneia is not used in this text. Peter was not speaking of interpretation. He used the word epilusis, which means an unloosing, an untying, or a releasing. The noun form of the word appears only in this text. But the verb epiluo is used in Mark 4:34, where it is rendered expounded, and in Acts 19:39, where it is translated shall be determined. Dr. A.T. Robertson says the word was used in the first century in the sense of solution and even the discharge of a debt. As you can see from this brief look into the meaning of the Greek, the word interpretation in this text has nothing to do with determining the meaning of God's Word. Dr. Michael Green says Peter is not talking about interpretation, but about authentication. Peter's meaning in this text can only be, no prophecy of the Scripture comes or springs from the private decisions of the writers. Dr. Hugo McCord translates the verse, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of anyone's own release. Dr. J.B. Phillips renders the Greek, no prophecy of Scripture arose from an individual's interpretation of the truth. Dr. A.T. Robertson, one of America's greatest Greek scholars, says the verse should be translated, no prophecy of Scripture comes out of private disclosure. Let me summarize briefly what I have said to you. The books of Holy Scripture did not arise because some men decided to sit down and write on some topic. If that had been the case, their writings would not necessarily be of any greater value than what you and I might decide to write on the same topic. Instead, these men were supernaturally guided in the books or letters they provided for the human family. How could this truth be made any plainer than what Paul wrote to Timothy? All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. 2 Timothy 3:16. The word inspiration in this passage literally means God breathed. According to Paul, how did we get the Word of God? God breathed the Scriptures. God used human beings as agents, but the Word was given by Him and is protected by Him. We thank you for listening. May God continue to bless you.